Heroes in the world of sports are not uncommon. Oftentimes, thrusting themselves into the limelight through unimaginable feats.
Back behind the ball, Woods puts it.
And in! He has done it! Tiger is back! Tiger is back on top! Tiger Woods, the 2019 Masters Champion!
And breathtaking performances.
Here's how you count to 8, 3, 2, 1. And for the 8th time, college basketball's national championship trophy is coming home to Kentucky.
But behind every great hero, there are others. Individuals who play a crucial role in the achievements of those we read about in the headlines. The ultimate team players. Content to stand behind the curtain, embracing their place as a vital part of a sport's success. In horse racing, these are the unsung heroes.
Well, the sport of thoroughbred racing is filled with unsung heroes, the individuals who work tirelessly behind the scenes 365 days a year and rarely find themselves in the headlines or in the limelight. And today, I have the privilege to visit with yet another unsung hero here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, Junior McFarlane, who has worked with Jimmy Jerkins and his dad, the Chief, for many, many years. He shows up every morning at the barn. He grooms the horses, and he does it in such a manner that he is this week's unsung hero. Junior, appreciate the visit, my friend.
You're so welcome, sir.
Yeah, excited to hear your story. And you know, I asked listeners if they had anybody that they felt was worthy and deserved to be an unsung hero on this particular segment, if they would email the show and let me know. And Ed Sehan was kind enough to send me your information and your name, so here we are in touch, and I'm excited to hear your story. Where did it all begin for you, Junior?
Well, you know, I was actually in the city, you know, working in some plumbing fields, you know, and business got slow, you know, like 30 years ago, you know. So I always loved horses and wanted to be among horses and stuff like that. So after being laid off and didn't have any income or whatever, just decided to go to Belmont Park and, you know, call up Mr. Jerkins at the main gate, you know, to have a little talk with him to see if he could give me a job, knowing that I didn't have any experience or nothing. But I always read about Alan Jerkins and always heard that he was a great man and one of the best trainer around, so I decided to see him, you know. So I went there one afternoon about 12:30, and access security to page him, and they paged him, and he came to the gate, you know, looking all strange. I said, who want to see me now? I said, you know, and I said, well, look, man, I said, I want to see you, sir. I heard that you're a very good person, and you're one of the best trainer in the country, so I just decided to talk to you and see if you could have anything for me to do around the barn. And he said, yeah. Then Alan Jerkin asked me, you know, do you have any experience with horses? Do you know how to rub horses? So I said to him that, you know, I don't know. What do you mean, like rub your hand on the horses? And he laughed and said, oh, come on. In my whole stage right now, I'm supposed to teach a person how to groom a horse? So I said, no, Alan Jerkin, that's what you mean, groom them? Yes, I can. And he said, you know what? You looks like a guy that is willing and you want to learn. So here's $20. Come back to work 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'll find something for you to do. You know, so after then, you know, I was so excited about it, you know, knowing that I'm going to do what I like, what I always wanted to do. So I went home, and I was really excited. I tell my child's mother that, you know, I think I'm get a job, and everything is going to be okay, and everybody was excited. So I went back to work in the morning. And the chief had me around, you know, raking up and cleaning up and, you know, walking horses. Okay, within 2 weeks, you know, he's had me, like, rubbing horses and, you know, cleaning stalls and stuff like that. And within 2 weeks, he gave me a real good horse by the name of Gringo Pilot, you know, and I start taking care of him, and first time he ran, he won for me. And then right after that, you know, everything that I put my hands on was just winning, you know. So I spent like about 5 years with the chief, and Jimmy Jerkin was the assistant. And Jimmy Jerkin asked me, you know, if I wanted to go with him, because he's going to go on his own to start training his horses. So I said, great, you know. So Jimmy Jerkins and I went on our own about 1996. And from there on, he had a horse by the name of 9th Innings that the chief gave him. Was a maiden filly that never run before, but that was one of his first horses he gave him, which became his first winner in his career that I rubbed. Her name is 9th Innings and owned by Peter Blum, apparently the owner of the Kentucky Derby this year. You know,
yeah.
So after that, I went with Jimmy Jerkin. I have nothing but success. You know, win a lot of grade one races for the guy. You know, he treats me real decent, you know. And then, you know, just caring for the horses, you know, just gives me a pleasure. They're very gentle, gentle animals, you know. And you just dream to just wake up and go see them and stuff like that, you know, to take care of them. And, you know, it's just all started like that. And, you know, I take care of a lot of great horses, you know, like Corinthians, you know, Art Schiller, you know, Green Light Go, and so many of them. That's You, Miss Blue, you know, Preservationist, you could name them all. But it's just a pleasure doing that. And, you know, it just fills my heart to know how it's all started and how it all worked out for me. So grateful.
Yeah, and you should be, Junior. It's been quite a ride. When you describe to people what the relationship is like between a groom and a horse, that is a very special bond, especially when it comes to a horse that's a really good horse, like you just mentioned. How do you describe it? What's that bond like?
Oh, it is a special bond because, you know, when you've been around a horse every day, he looks forward for your care, you know, and your tender touch. And, you know, the more love you show a horse, the more he puts out for you. They know when you're not, you know, fond of them. And, you know, you just have to show them a lot of love and, you know, and do your job right, and they'll really respond to you. You know, it means everything to me. They do.
Is it hard when they retire and they go to stud and you don't get to see them anymore?
Oh, tell me about it. Yeah, very hard, you know. I got quite a few of them that, you know, really they ease with me now. Like, makes me break down. Like Corinthian, Preservationist, you know, that team is blue. Those horses, you know, they were really my love. You know, I really look forward to, you know, see those horses in the morning. So, you know, after their days were over and I have to take them to the truck and, you know, kiss them goodbye or give them a candy, you know, that's real tough, you know. But, you know, they're in a better place and, you know, they're going to enjoy life. So you just got to just move on, you know.
Talking with Groom Junior McFarlane here on Unsung Heroes, presented by Claiborne, and he truly is an unsung hero in this sport. As you heard him say, he started with the chief, now works with Jimmy Jerkins, his son, since 1997. What kind of teacher, Junior, was the chief?
Oh, excellence. Was very tough. He was very tough, but he wanted everybody to get a heads up in life. You know, he didn't care who you are, whether you have experience or you know anything. You know, he just helped a lot of people and just willing to see people move up in life and, in other words, give them a chance. You know, he was just a great man, a great human being.
How do you describe working with Jimmy then as opposed to working with his dad? What's the same? What's different?
You know, Jimmy is almost the same like his father. You know, he takes a lot of the same good and bad qualities from his father. You know, we all got good and bad qualities in us, you know, and we always talk about the good, we never talk about the bad. But, you know, Jimmy Durkin is just like his father. You know, he helps a lot of people, and, you know, Jimmy and I have a really good bond together. You know, he always looked out for me in every way he can. He makes sure that I have all his best horses and stuff like that. You know, if there's a good horse coming to barn, I'm the first one that, you know, he'll tell about it and make sure it's in my stall. And, you know, he's a very great guy, you know, very great guy. I love him to death.
Junior, what's your typical day like? It obviously starts early, but what's the day like for you?
Oh, yeah. Well, for me, my days start about 3:30 in the morning, you know. Just get up, make my coffee. I run over to the Dunkin' Donuts and get my coffee, and I'm back in the barn like about 10 minutes to 4. You know, first thing I do, I give each one of my horses a candy, you know, a little hug, and, you know, they start nickering as soon as I walk in the shed road. It's pitch dark, and I'm the only one in there that time, you know, so I just start turning on the lights and stuff like that. They all start nickering and calling, you know, because they're used to that candy and that love in the morning. They know their master is there, you know. So I just started, like, tying each of them up to the back in the stall and, you know, start cleaning each one's stall, you know, which takes about 10 minutes per stall. I usually take care of 4 or 5 horses, you know. And then after that, you know, at about 5:30, you have to start, you know, getting the first horse ready to go to the track to train, you know, and finish training about 10:30 in the morning, you know. Then you have to start cleaning them up and doing up their legs and massaging them at about 11 o'clock. You know, you make their feed and give them their food and stuff like that. After that, we get a break from then until about 3 o'clock. You got to go back again and clean their stall and give them fresh water, feed them about 4 o'clock, 4:30, you know, and then that's actually it for the day, you know, until the next morning again.
Did you ever give any thought, Junior, to maybe training horses on your own someday?
Oh, definitely, yes. Definitely, yes. I would like to own a horse and train one on for a while. I still have a lot to learn, but I think I could do it. I have a lot of experience from the Chief and Jimmy, you know. So I would like to get a chance one day to do this on my own.
Well, you've certainly learned from two of the best. If somebody comes to you, Junior, and they say, hey, I want to get into racing, and I think that I'd like to start by grooming horses and learning all I can, what advice do you give them? What do you tell them about getting started to be a groom?
Well, you have to love. You have to love what you love. What you're going to do. You have to. You know. You have to have passion. You have to have care for the horses. And don't get in it if you're not going to love what you do. If you're not going to love the horses, don't even get into it. You know, because they need a lot of care and attention. You know, and you just have to love them and give them all the bond you can and, you know, sacrifice and put the horses first, and you will achieve what you want.
Junior, I'll ask you one more question before I let you go. You've obviously worked your tail off to get to the point where you are today, and you weren't shy about going up to the Chief and asking him for a job, which I think is just spectacular. He accommodated, and now you're in a great position. And I guess I'll ask you this. What is it that you're most proud of when you think back on everything you've accomplished in working with the Chief and working with Jimmy?
Well, the experience, you know, the knowledge that, you know, I really achieved by spending the time, you know, in my career with them. You know, I walk around the racetrack, you know, it gives me joy to hear the people say, you know, that's the best groom on the racetrack. And, you know, everywhere I go, you know, people always tell me that. I've seen owners, you know, and everybody always tell me that, you know, and it gives me joy to see people acknowledge what I do. And, you know, you know, and see the success that I have with horses, you know, it does, you know.
Well, Junior, on behalf of Horse Racing Radio Network and our entire industry, thank you for doing what you do. Keep up the wonderful work, and it has been such a delight to spend some time with you here this morning. Congratulations on being this week's unsung hero, my friend.
Thank you very much for the exposure, and may God bless you, and you have a great day.
All right, you too, my friend. Junior McFarlane, longtime groom, as you heard, for the Chief, Alan Jerkins, and now working with his son, Jimmy Jerkins, since 1997, and what a relationship it's been. I'll be back after this word from Claiborne.